Got it.
Good morning, and good morning to members. My name is Gopinath Namati. I am the Minister of Public Works.
Chairperson, my name is Tom Moyan, National Commissioner, Department of Correctional Services, accompanied by Deputy Minister of Correctional Services.
Good morning. My name is I'm the Chief Deputy Commissioner for Correctional
Services. Good morning. I'm Robert Sampanga, Deputy Commissioner for Services for Correctional Services.
We also have colleagues joining us from Portfolio Committee. I'm sure when we speak, we will introduce ourselves in so we wish, but all of us have equal rights in terms of participating in the expo. National Commissioner, bearing in mind that you are and perhaps ensuring that we work smart Planning Commissioner in our oversight system. And we will talk to you just in the recent one, for instance. We went to the other way, well, no hot water, because the boilers are not operational. We went to Rustenburg, no hot water, leaking, potholes on the floor, kitchen not working. We know that Leocop has a facility that is almost inhumane, even though the inhabitants are people that are in conflict with the law, but there's a facility there that is almost inhumane for human habitation. And when we ask the question why, we are told that there's not much we can do at CCW. We also know that there's a report that you heard last week of running water in Durban, where small things that we couldn't do for CCW, or the reasons in CCW are the custodians of those taxes. We called you at CCW so that together you could indicate on how we take it forward. We just cannot continue. From our point of view, the starting point is we cannot continue to have government departments apportioning blame and apportioning responsibility. So our objective to that, or then, was to clarify that, and one of the better ways of doing it was by having a service level agreement. So we're hoping that when we start our discussion, that the service level agreement ultimately answers and addresses that question. Whatever else it does, it must address the question of ensuring that facilities are secure, facilities are humane. I think also ensuring that minor things that can be done by inmates, be done by inmates. And not in a situation where water is gushing in the desert westward because DPW has to come and we've got 12,000 warm bodies who could change a flat. Or a washer type of thing. So I'm saying, hopefully, at the end of the day, that will be the also, with DPW and yourself, Commissioner, somebody must explain to us. We asked it last week, but DPW is here today. Somebody must explain to us where the buck stops in terms of even the major infrastructure. Coxed. Capacity 1,500 or 1,600 inmates. Currently, it has 500 people in there. The reason? Ventilation is up to standard to house the 1,400. We paid for a facility that should house 1,600 or 1,500 people. Can't be done because ventilation is not up to speed, according to CPS. This is a facility that's 8 years old. 8 years old. So somebody must explain that to us before we consider regarding it as useless and waste for expenditure. Because that's what it is. If 3/4 or 2/3 of the facility can't be utilized, then it's useless and waste for expenditure. And CFMA is very clear on how we deal with that. So in our deliberation, somebody must explain where does the bus stop. That facility specifically, because we can house another 1,000 people there, but we can't do it because of poor workmanship. That is the context, Commissioner, that's the context, DCS, that we are meeting today. We really, at the end of the day, want a situation where Parliament is satisfied that government is doing what is expected. The High Table says that the facility must be secure. Both for those that are incarcerated and also secure from a point of view that nobody can tomorrow just walk out of the facility. And our argument as the department, as the in-house business as well, so I don't think we're going to do more than 2 hours on this one, perhaps, but maybe hopefully you can continue with this business at the latest, and then 2 hours in-house business, so you've got about 2 hours or 2 hours, 15 minutes to present, and also to have a discussion. I'm not sure who's going to present first, how we're going to benefit, but in your hands, as a portfolio committee.
Chairperson, members of the portfolio committee, once again, thank you for inviting me and the team for this community conference all together. Chairperson, you have captured the essence very clearly, quickly grasping and understanding the dynamics and the challenges that are facing the department. BSFMA is an issue that you did raise in our last iteration a week ago. The department and the Department of Public Works officials are here. They'll be doing the presentation, and in this meeting I will also be able to pick up the nuances where my direct input and intervention will need to be put in place. Suffice to indicate that, Chairperson, I would also like to have a meeting with the acting DG of Public Works, so that at a very high level, one should understand what are the issues at operational level that are affecting us. But I would like to believe that our officials are ready to present to yourself and possibly provide substantive responses to the issues on the table. I'll therefore indicate to yourself, Chairman, and members of the portfolio committee that it's going to be a joint presentation, and it will be led by our colleagues in the public sector and in public works. Thank you, Chairman.
Chairperson, thank you. And at the outset, let me make an apology for my deputy director general, Mr. Samuel Keller. I reflected that earlier on. Thank you. The presentation today that we're going to do is on the service level agreement. We have circulated the service level agreement together with the attended service delivery standards. The service delivery standards actually underpin this entire agreement, and the manner in which PPW will go forward and provide a service. What we want to indicate at the outset, and even with our meeting with PPS, where that they have indicated that there are shortcomings with the documents, and we've agreed that this is a process and we will work towards enhancing the documents and improving the service we provide. So at the outset, want to say that that's our commitment to improve the service that we provide to you, our user clients. And we do apologize. It is sad to note that, for example, in Leopold, that there is such circumstances prevailing. And I suppose the document goes towards the first level of basically starting where problem areas are and what is our reaction times and how we go forward and resolve the infrastructure issues. So yes, if I can go forward with the presentation. There's a bit of background. The YAMA Act, the Government Removable Asset Management Act of 1907, calls for more efficient and effective use of renewable assets by governments and places an obligation on accounting officers to prepare renewable asset management plans to ensure prudent management of such assets. Now, this particular document or act actually indicates to us or provides guidelines on the manner in which the state goes forward and conducts renewable asset management. Previously, Chairperson, there was nothing governing the environment except for latching on to best practice that is out there in the main the private sector. But I think if the truth be told, we were basically far from that. The user asset management plan is what we term the UAP in relation to movable assets, aligns the strategic plan of the user requirements, of the user department. Now, basically, just to indicate, YAMA also regulates roles and responsibilities of users and custodians, and ensures that removable asset management takes place in an accountable and fair and transparent manner that is effective and efficient, as well as economic use of removable assets, transpires. Reduce overall cost of service delivery and reduce the demand for new removable assets. So going forward, the service level agreement actually took a lot of elements from the act itself. And the signing of the SLA between the user and the custodian of removable government assets seeks them to contribute towards the following. It governs the relationship between DPW and our clients, in this case, the Department of Corrections Services, on the provision of removable assets through removable asset lifecycle management. And that will start from the conceptualization, the planning, the acquisition, the maintenance and the management, as well as the disposal. That's the entire lifecycle of an asset. It provides the custodian and the user with a management tool that can be utilized as a basis for asset management performance improvement. It ensures that the immovable asset management services are delivered at quality quantity that is required to discharge mandates effectively and efficiently within cost norms, budget, and time while realizing value for money. The roles and responsibilities of the SLA is as follows. The user requires to carry out strategic planning for its accommodation related to removable asset requirements aligned to the user asset management plan, as well as aligned to the budget planning cycle, including the ETF and executive session. The compilation of the US annually as it is also a regulatory requirement as per the PFMA and the YAMA. And this particular document, the User Asset Management Plan, we provide as National Department of Public Works, we provide input into this document. There's about 12 templates that need to be completed before a plan is completed, which is done in DPW, assists with this particular process. Budget annually over the NPF for the following, this is for the user, I indicate again. New acquisitions, including building, buying, and leasing, capital upgrades and refurbishments, existing and new leases, accommodation charges, municipal services, day-to-day maintenance charges. Hence the input from DPW. As a custodian, as indicated, we will assist the user with strategic planning. We provide user with template information supporting the completion of the user included in that is the high level cost analysis. Hypothetically, if the options analysis indicates a building, then we would cost that up on high level, and that particular cost is mainly for budgeting purposes. We manage all the key design and design process related to acquisition. DPW to manage payments on a cost recovery basis at 5% to management fees, and that is mainly for the municipal services. The roles and responsibilities for the user annually approve the annual implementation plan. So just to go back and set the tone, we do strategic planning, we determine what our requirements are. DPW will then cost those requirements, also provide an option for existing requirements and new requirements. Example, if any is considered expensive, then we go to National Treasury to indicate that we would like to build a facility for our clients. All of this is relatively new. We started with the process as of last year, and we're busy engaging with National Treasury to enforce the YAMA and ensure that all clients that come through for budget actually conform to this requirement and basically provide all implementation program basically constitutes a program where there's approved projects, basically the existing committed projects, as well as new projects that have been approved in terms of the aligned budget that National Treasury has given through to the client. And as they believe in terms of the strategic requirements of the client, these are the projects that we are going to go forward. So the implementation plan is what we sign on February each year, and that's what we have legal office or our head office for execution. We institute corrective actions to address underperformance, and that happens at the head office level. And once again, we approve and implement those actions. The service delivery standards, like I've indicated previously, underpin the service level. And we've developed to ensure that the client's expectations are met in an achievable manner. And this is aligned to active lifecycle management. It articulates the standards for service and the time frame for delivery. I must indicate here on a high level. Further to this, on project level and on lead level, we sign contracts with service providers. And it will be reviewed annually for improvement. The intervention strategies. Four institutional arrangement structures will be created to address planning, budgeting, and project implementation. And this will be done collectively with DCS. We've already met to put structures into place. Further than the structured bilateral meetings that we have with DCS, we will put these institutional arrangements together to ensure that the money and the projects that are budgeted for actually do materialize. So this will happen with immediate effect. An initiative to institute debting agreements for state property is currently compiled by CCW for rollout in the new financial year. This is currently not in place, and we do acknowledge that this creates problems in various areas at the moment. So we are looking at this. A further acknowledgement is that we do, as National Department of Public Works, lack comprehensive condition surveys for each of our state properties. Even in Guyana, this is a requirement. But our maintenance strategies, etc., can only be further developed if we have fully fed conditional audits done in each of our properties. But as an interim measure, we're going to implement service contracts to avert this day-to-day maintenance that is happening so sporadically. So we are putting currently, as you see, that is being put in place by our regional offices. Just on the conditional surveys, as a matter of fact, why we don't conclude that is that, once again, the issue of budget, we just cast it, it's quite extensive, and we're looking at a requirement over all our property, something like 200 million rand, and we don't have that at the moment to conduct fully based conditional audit. But what we've impressed upon our region is to perhaps, where possible, use existing technical resources to start using some kind of maintenance plan per facility. The way forward is that it is envisaged that the SLA will be signed before the end of June 2010, but we do acknowledge that each of the users would have to absorb the content in more detail, and I suppose it will also be subject to legal scrutiny. And agree that the review for improvement is imperative, and I have to acknowledge that we have agreed upon that, as I said, with DCS, that we will constantly review the SLA and the SCF to ensure that at least on a yearly basis we improve on that is stated on our. Thank you, Chairperson.
unless we deal with that thing, we forever be it. We hear it in correctional services, we hear it in the Department of Education, we hear it in the Department of Foreign Affairs. Everybody seems to be Christian. The capacity of DCW to deliver on these plans. And if you can't do it, you can. So that's a very consistent thing. The second issue that you raise is the client expectation. Now, Mr. Mosetti has on numerous occasions indicated to this point that you don't always meet their expectations. You don't always meet, because when we raise to them, they say, well, it's very difficult because we are tough to meet the CPS, but tough people are the people that are going to meet you. You need to tell us what you mean when you say client expectations. And so much what is it that you would want from your client expectation relationship? You also speak about reduction from again specific to public work. We are arguing at this department, at this portfolio, that an immediate reduction of cost would be to utilize in my place. An immediate reduction of cost would be utilized in my place. Why is this? Both DCS and DCW must tell us what are the impediments of using inmate labor. To fix windows, to change the house, to do basic plumbing. If there aren't any, then can we do that? Or is it incorporated in your salary? If not, we have to do that. Listen to that. Did you talk about reducing costs and giving you a clear reduction? So those are the three issues that I would want to initially. We'll get into specifics later on, but those are broad issues that hopefully we have covered. I'm looking at members and also gentlemen in the DW. Now, we'll just take one or two there, and then we'll respond to them. Anybody from our side that wants to Mr. Sal, Malinguenia, and Abraham, followed by Sal.
Thank you very much indeed, Chair, and thanks for that presentation. As I understand it, most of the service level agreement would deal with the repair and maintenance of existing facilities. I'd like, if I may, to shift the question onto new facilities and to both departments here. I would like, if I can, get an update on where we are with the private-public partnership prison that was due to be constructed some considerable time ago, and what is the impediment, if any, in that process going forward. Thank you, Chair.
I'm here because today the public works is here and the department is here. And I'd like to make the presentation. I think we need to get a clear clarity today, saying that we need to divorce one another. We cannot accept centers that are maintained by the public works. But public works fail to tell us what are they doing with our taxpayer money. Our centers is a disaster. One, I want to know, in terms of your progress of maintaining the centers, were at Kutama, they told us that the maintenance account is done 24 hours. And on your side, I want to know about your maintenance in our center. The building, located, are rotting, the water are leaking day and night. On some of the centers, there's no water, there's no boiler. When we walk down, there's potholes. I used to see potholes on the street. But in Rustenburg, in the kitchen, I find potholes. And it's for years. I want to know why. We find that there's a work that has been started last year to maintain that kitchen. But even now, nothing is happening. To Chairperson, I wanted to know their relationship with the DCS. Because to me, it looks like you guys are not working together. No one is giving one another information. No one is reporting to one another. But the man is on a report. Over 3, Chair, on page 5 on the object document, I want to clarify. The document on page 5, this statement is meant to be saying this level agreement between DCS and NDPW. But on page 5 of the document, the last problem is saying Department of Public Works and the Department of Cooperative Government and the Traditional Affairs. Why? The Cooperative Government and Traditional Affairs. You are confusing us. Chair, maybe I will
Now, our like to know what is going to change after you have this agreement signed. So tell us whether you have the capacity. Furthermore, Chair, you say here in your slide on page 3, the slide in front of me at the bottom, execute the approved implementation program and report monthly progress. Now, if you were carrying out and executing these plans and reporting on them on a monthly basis, then we would not be witnessing the things that we witnessed, because they've been out of order not for months, they've been out of order not for weeks, but for years on end. So I think that you have severe capacity constraints, and please be honest and frank with us. We would like to have responses here that has integrity in it, not just documentation where we have a sort of a wish list that this is what we would do, and it is not being done whilst we have the opportunity to do so for many years already. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hood.
My points are similar to a number of points made, and I want to emphasize, remember when we were here 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago, we were told that at curriculum center level, we can spend for maintenance up to 20,000 at the time. My question is around what the kind of national or the provincial competencies of the Department of Public Works, whether there's any, and what is the relationship between the provincial department and the national department? Because I can imagine that at Durban Westfield, it's much easier for the provincial Department of Public Works to go and fix a lot of the problems that we have there. So that's my first question. The other question is aligned with, in a way, to what you asked around the asset life cycle of a structure of an immovable asset. We went into Kokstad, we saw a lot of leaks, and so much of one of the big security systems, the damage, which cost something like, I don't know, how many thousands of them. I'm asking, did we ever do an audit in the condition audit? And I'm asking, how regularly is that done? Whether we do it and whether we give effect and effect of our company to those kinds of things. And then the last question, I hope, we've seen the Dan Kokstad as a very good model, as an architectural model for prison, where we have single and double cells, and I think we have 4 people to a cell also. We would really like to look at future models of architectural models for keeping people in smaller groups, in one or two in a cell, and not getting groups of warehouses. Thank you.
Alright, let's take those questions. I'm interested in allowing you to the last one now before we finish. But let us also indicate, Commissioner, that this is a session where we're asking both of you. This is an agreement. So we are not talking to DPW only. Had we not had this discussion and you had signed that agreement, you would both be lying. So you also need to indicate your comfort level. Because you are the user, we'll never have another session where we'll have DPW yourself. After this agreement has been signed, the buck stops with you. So you'll have to indicate your level of comfort with this thing. I'm assuming that in your discussion, in drawing up this agreement, you are ironing out areas that you are uncomfortable with. So it's questions that have been posed to both DCS and DPW. But let's allow one more question from our side, and then you will respond. Do you want? Fine. Okay. Thanks.
Just a second. When listening to the presentation from the Department of Public Works, hearing them saying that they left the budget about 200 million for maintenance, that would mean that is why things are in a dilapidated state in the correctional services. But then I would like to know from their side, what is the interim plan? Seeing that they are lacking such a huge burden for maintaining the institutions now, what is their interim plan? Secondly, when you started here, Chairperson, you mentioned that amount for meeting the person. Thank you.
Thank you, Mamata. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Mine is just a small one. You see, I think the presentation is has not been helpful in terms of setting a tone for the society, for us, because this is not a new relationship. This is an old relationship. And we have had a meeting where we parted ways, former friends, us, and then other organizations. And it was clear that there are huge frustrations and serious problems in the relationship. So, for me, what would have been helpful is somehow prepare a ground, a platform which is conducive for us even for looking at the meeting 77 agreement in terms of saying this has been a crisis, this has not worked for clients for these reasons. And this is how we're going to address it. Because if we go the route and we are going now to show them about problems, they are much more serious problems than even the ones we can think of now. But the presentation doesn't help us, doesn't give cover that now if there's this service level agreement, which problems will go away. You can think of any service up to yesterday where you got it. The things you see. You see, even our commission, the officials telling us, saying, we feel bad, these are our people. They die here because they are exposed to this. We live in this problem, we are not going to go away. And you feel helpless. Because when you are in a management meeting, in GCS, also they are helpless. There are too many dark areas, they don't understand it. So, I don't know, I hope our colleagues from public works, and they respond, they will really be disciplined in terms of addressing areas where there's been challenges and what our strategic interventions that have been put in place by the department so we can ensure that we don't need like this moving year after year.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. You know, I think that is the most important point, also amongst us, to say how do we help each other going forward. Because as it is, we basically rehearsed in the debate that we ended up. The frustration that we had in the previous meeting, great frustration. Maybe let's take responses on the questions that have been asked, but also answer the question that says, the last time we met, this service level agreement was going to be signed, I think, in February. It's not true. It was for June. There was no delay. In the last presentation, only for June as well. Can you? No, I'm just saying that I don't want us to be shifting the goalposts all the time. You see? But please respond comprehensively to this because before maybe that, do you want to just add something, Commissioner?
Thank you, Chair. At that point, as an indicator, that is the joint responsibility of the first person. So, our coming in before Colin Bertholdt is an allocation of just as both arising from our discussion, but also directly in the year.
Okay, no, that's fine. You take the cue from there. Let's take the first and then we'll speak for it. Please go ahead. Okay.
Thank you very much. Just this basically clarifying, in terms of the initial business plan was always the final for June, but the draft was supposed to be ready in February. We did circulate the draft according to the I think basically. I think the questions that are posed, first of all, thank you very much. In terms of capacity to deal with all the issues,
that it may, we can source the relevant resources. There's nothing precluding public work from sourcing relevant resources to deliver accordingly. So the timelines that are indicated on the SLA, we need to commit to the department that we need basically to adhere to those timelines accordingly and not delay. That I can commit to. And we're working as a first step towards that. We've met with all our regional offices, and I think it also answers the question of the relationship between the regional offices and ourselves. And yes, at national level, basically we do the conceptualization and planning and devise the implementation program together with the clients. And that is based on an allocated budget, that is true. And that's the fact. So basically what we allocated, we prioritized in terms of criteria, one being the OSH criteria. So if a particular facility then is deemed to be in that category, we have no choice as the custodian then to address that facility. Even if there's going to be over expenditure realized, we would have to do that. So because our minister will clearly help personally accountable for that facility. So that information will definitely come through, and we will have to look at that urgently. We will, and then that's the attempt in terms of the service delivery standards and the SLA, you know, we need client expectations. Coming back to what I said earlier on with our relationship with our region, we met with them two weeks ago to indicate the seriousness of what we are talking about. Every aspect, every deliverable indicated there, we indicated to regional managers, must be then transcribed into a performance agreement for project managers, for existing managers, etc. At head office, the COO will be holding the regional managers accountable for the delivery as indicated. So we are making all efforts in that regard to ensure that which we are stating, that we realize to the best of our ability. The issue of plan maintenance and the especially relevant to day-to-day. Now, when I was here the last time, we indicated that there is a 20,000 rand allocation. The user departments are allowed to do work to the value of 20,000 rand, which means effectively that they can fix locks and taps and doors, etc. We subsequently also noted the concern that 20,000 rand, and it's not only from DCS but other clients, may not be enough. And then we up that to 30,000. So that is in place as a policy directive. And that can be utilized by the DCS at the regional level. Be that as it may, we also further then understood we understand the need then to also skill and rehabilitate offenders. And we support that. So together with DCS, we developed a policy. And it is now at that final stage at our leadership office to then implement the accordingly. We call the only resources policy. But you only allow to use your inmates and that which you define as persons you want to skill or your own labor, but you're not allowed to use consultants or get contractors, etc. So that is currently being signed off, and we'll provide progress there too within a month. The issue of reduction of cost, once again, this is an attempt to get value for money, but with that being said, I believe we still have a work at EGW to ensure that we responsibly reduce costs further. The case in point being cost structures, that is a good model and it's a working model, then let's use it together to go forward understanding also, in, for example, environmental factors, etc., that we need to adhere to, type of materials that we need to adhere to into the
the issue of maintenance and 24 hours being on call, that is true. We do have a call center, and you know, on day-to-day issues, we have dedicated. We've also documented in the SPF, for example, if you look at the service delivery standards and the manner in which we've documented day-to-day maintenance as well as emergency services. So there is a call center that one can phone, and crossing my fingers and hope that your call will be attended to immediately. So that has been documented. And we will then make every effort going forward to ensure that those timelines are adhered to. I think boilers in general, there is a program that we're looking at national level. I know Rustenburg is being attended to at the moment. We're working on that. But boilers in general, we have to acknowledge that that the fact that there's major deterioration there, there's major maintenance issues, but what is being dealt with now? Do we carry on with maintenance, or do we take a decision then that the life cycle is now ended and we replace those boilers? So we're in the process of actually making those decisions. There is a process in place for that as well at the moment. 2.2 is a typo error. It's not in my document. I'm sorry. We will take that out immediately. Relevant to CAFTA. Our apologies. Previously, prior to the SLA being in existence, we had an MOU with the Memorandum of Understanding that basically just governed our relationship and the manner in which we would do business, linked to mainly a cooperative intergovernmental relationship. But service delivery standards, I believe, go further. And I'm saying this, that we will constantly improve those delivery timeframes. Like I said, we've met with regional officers already. We've put some mechanisms in place just to assure the Deputy Minister that we, you know, I've came to three committees already, and I understand the implications, etc. And I try to go back and feed this through to inculcate that sense of urgency and to get the sense of commitment that we're looking for from all the public service personnel working out there. So we have indicated that, and like I've indicated, we're holding people to performance agreements, timelines, etc. So there is that undertaking from our department now, from our acting DG, our acting COO, that we are focusing and we're going to turn around the ship and focus on delivery. And I believe that the SDS and the SLA is the first step towards that. I covered the issue of the maintenance delegation between 1,000 and 30,000, and I think I've touched on the relationships between our regions, because our region, together with one unit in our head office, is our implementing arm. And, you know, unfortunately, the dependency is also there from us for our regions to deliver. But like we said, we move regularly now, and there's definitely the issue of accountability that's becoming, you know, exceptionally important in our environment. The lack of budget, definitely, that is a reality. I think we've made that known right at the outset from all our meetings, that we are battling to get an adequate budget. We made the presentation last year at National Treasury at MTEC to provide an adequate budget. All indications are that due to the economic downturn that we experienced last year, and although we've basically picked up a little bit this year, we're also going to experience the same problem of not getting an adequate budget for this year. But with that being said, the collaborative efforts between DCS and DPW is very important here. We would have to ensure that all our requirements are put onto that user asset management plan, and that Treasury receives that accordingly so that we can receive the best funding possible. And I can assure you that our C account management unit will assist you wherever required to ensure that we even make those presentations together. So yes, I think the problem of affordability in terms of what we'd like to deliver, that is an issue. But the other thing, like we said, if we have cost reduction and we have improvements and we create value within the manner in which we execute work, I'm sure those monies can be reduced accordingly so that we could fix more problems. Chairperson, from my side, if I may, you know, as I said, this is our first attempt towards really defining the issues, focusing on our energy, and focusing on the deliverables. With that being said, there was another question in terms of the manner in which we communicate. We do have implementation programs, like I said, that we sign off in Feb, and that gets managed on a monthly basis. Together with DCF, we have frequent meetings, which we call structured bilateral meetings, where there's focused discussion on the implementation program. We have the capital works implementation program and the plan maintenance implementation program. Coming back to the relationship with the region deals with the day-to-day maintenance issue, so that is not dealt with on a head office level. However, we want to change that, and we also want to look at having an overall management of the day-to-day maintenance issues as well. So we are looking into that as well. So yes, and we have structural bilaterals, and we produce what we call the key account management report, where we look at each and every project, and we also focus on the bigger strategic projects that the client indicates to them. So this does get that done in terms of answering the relationship questions. Further than that, there are meetings that are called. We've had a few recently, and wherever I can attend, and the mistakes, we are there, and we try to resolve the big issue. So
I'm going to begin it with a mistake to also respond. But I'm sitting here just like the chair to be as well, wondering what are we doing wrong? Because what we are saying sounds so nice. But what's happening on the ground, you can hear. I don't think that we appreciate the enormity of the problem. And we're not just here talking correctional services, all those. It comes across the planet. And you see, I don't see the sense of urgency on this net. And that's what I'm worried about. And the issue about money, I think it's a separate matter that we have to talk about. But also, if you've got wrong as a department, just to give an example, and still saying we still need more money. You can't shake your head, you do have problems. You see. And still say we need more money. You see, that's a problem. Anyway, here we are, sitting here, but there are certain things that we might have to get some. This policy director that says, about the money that from 20,000 to 30,000. I think it's an agreement to policy director. You might have to share that so that you can see what is inside that. Okay? It's an issue of the own resources policy that you refer to. You can just table that as well with the committee. And your plan about the boiler, about the replacement or what the boiler. So you might have to give us how far you are on that process. Let me take it.
No, thanks. I must say that part of what I'm going to try and do is to amplify the points that my colleagues have made, and also to confirm some of the concerns that the Council of Community has raised. I'm just going to try and isolate some of those. The first of which I think is the point that Mr. Fred made about continuous now, as well as the minister has requested and directed that we should develop a offender labor framework. Now, the intention is that this portion of work that we have created with CPW will then form part of that offender labor framework going forward. And so if need be at some point where we need to revise the development, we'll then be able to. We have also agreed that as a matter of agency, we need and I'm trying to answer your question about where does the bus stop. That we need to develop an institutional arrangement that enables, if the two of us, myself and Shiban, fail to agree on an issue, whether it's emergency or long term, the DG must be able to talk with him for our resources. So that is part of an institutional framework which has not been dealt with entirely in the document which one needs to be detailed in some way. So that there is a response mechanism that enables both departments to address perhaps some of the concerns that they have always had. If you look into the clause of that document now, you'll realize that it's a bit more generous. And so I agree that we will be able to be able to respond quickly, but also so going forward beyond this meeting that. So I'm saying this because I want to acknowledge in some way that we have looked at the problems that we're talking about and we're proposing systems to find those. We're not trying to hide those problems away. And so I'm highlighting this to try and demonstrate that understanding the concerns that you've had and the concerns that you've had at the time of the we have agreed going forward that this aspect of intervention that needs to be our commission at this moment was also making a point.
Just before you move away from this one, you raised a point about supervision of inmates in terms of own labor. And you're saying public works must supervise that. Are you sure that's what you want to do? It's not the responsibility of correction of them to supervise inmates. Now, if you say public works must do that, finding problems. And you're not also responding to the issue of the allocated amount for you to fix some of the things in the purpose, you know, the leaking tanks and so on. You are allocating 30,000 things getting exhausted, or is it not being utilized, you know, skills, so what is the problem?
Yeah,
in
that sense,
you
remember that I'm thinking about two budgets. Part of that budget will come from public works, and therefore public works need to account for their own processes, and therefore to make sure that they are able to account for the expenditure that they incur. And so this is a safe mechanism even on the part of public works. So that portion of the budget is a portion of the budget that is resident, not in DCS, but in DCW. And so, Chair, going forward and even around that specific issue, one of the things that we have raised is that whilst we are through with 30,000 trends at the moment, it may prove to be inadequate depending on the scale issue. And so we are still going to have that bit of discussion. I don't know if I'm making this point clear. That 30,000 trends can be one thing, but it may not be able to change the entire facility, but we may want labor, our own labor to be the one that does the change. And 30,000 rand for that specific project may not be necessarily adequate. And so, in our discussions, we've put that question mark around that to say, going forward around this issue, we need again to talk about that specific issue. So, of course, it has moved from 30,000, it has gone to 30,000, but we'll put a question mark around it to say, we need to talk about whether the ceiling of 30,000 rand for all sorts of projects for which we need to obtain that data, whether it will be adequate. So I intended in the main text to amplify the point made by Shiban at the time of the presentation. But I was also about to say that our commissioner this morning was saying to us that in listening to this argument, it must have teeth, it must be able to bite, and therefore then we must be able to get legal opinions about our ability to enforce application of this service level argument. So that's condition of specification for us means is that in terms of the directive of the minister, that we need to be able, looking into the specification, we need to be able to look into that and say, what are aspects of that tender specification which we want to be well done by DCS? And what is aspect of that work that we want to be work that will be done by the private party? So sometimes in the course of this month and the date of which is the 9th of June, we have agreed to hold a workshop that will look into the draft of those specifications and analyze that with the bit of approach the minister for final of that.
Thank you very much for the answer. I can say that there are some asking the commissioner. Just one thing before I give to the commissioner and then chair, you have to take over after the talk, because I'm not sure whether we succeed. Yes. One is that you might even see a delay in the signing of that agreement because you're still going to consult for a legal opinion. So June might not be a definite issue on this matter. And the issue about the plan made, it would seem that you're only going to be ready in November, possibly, to say this is authentic. And those issues have been coming along very years. I mean, the issues that have been raised, I'm not sure whether you are talking about the comprehensive strategy, the plan maintenance, but whatever we do, each and every contribution will have going forward. And let me leave it at that. Give the commissioner just maybe. You have another chance to respond to them, because there might be other questions. So we'll take the last round.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, members of the portfolio committee. The question was raised here as to whether the first level agreement that has been drafted, put forward, where does the backstop in the chairperson says, if I accept the content level, I'm accountable to it. I would like to indicate in this forum that the document under revision, under in my office, I indicated very clearly that I'm not going to sign a document that I am not going to get. And this stems from a position that says and that seeks to address the issue that has been raised in a number of years. This matter has been there for a number of years, and therefore we need to deal with it appropriately with our counterparts in the Department of Public. I would like therefore to indicate that once that document is signed, I'll be solely accountable in implementation. Therefore, I've indicated in the meeting as the deputy, the chief deputy commissioner has indicated, that I would like the document to be subjected with due respect to the delay will be there, that an in-depth legal opinion clearly defines timelines, accountability, penalty process, as well as indication of when we hope to achieve the targets that have been set. We will therefore, as time goes on, inform this portfolio committee as to the take-up of that report. Our life will seek by the end of this month to have had a fully compacted legal opinion, processes and procedures. Because the seventh level agreement, chairperson portfolio committee, has a number of dependencies. Because it will be signed at the level of the DGs, but there are certain aspects of implementation at the bottom. Third parties who are supposed to deliver on certain contractual agreements. We need to tighten those aspects. It will be a glossy document at the top, but we need to be able to say the foundation has been set. The responsibilities for the service providers who might be on our side, and what is it that they are accountable for. So if we need to escalate this matter to our principal, both ministers and the deputy ministers in the respective departments. They are also aware of what it is that needs to be done and how they deal with this matter. May I therefore indicate to yourself that the matter is being attended to, and I've indicated that by the end of this month we should have what you might call a final draft to be signed. And once that is done, we are going to provide you with a copy as to what it is that the document contains. That's the draft. So therefore, the issue of the fact stops with me, yes, it stops with me, but it comes with responsibility and accountability. With respect to offender labor, which has been discussed by both parties, yes, we really appreciate the support and the commitment by our colleagues in public work. But we need to also take a pause here and indicate that the question of offender labor is a policy matter which should have taken very seriously when the chairperson at the budget board indicated in your deliberation that it's something that we need to look into and not have offenders in our facilities at the taxpayer's cost. This matter is being looked at appropriately, but nevertheless, we need also to do an audit in our own centers. That's where we need to. We need to do an audit ourselves at correctional services. What type of skills do we have amongst our officers? Even before we start again committing ourselves to this particular thing, because we might be making promises here, checkers, and that we can deal with certain issues that you said you can not have. That audit needs to be done. And once we have done that, I should think a directive will be sent to corrections that all facilities, when offenders walk in, we know as to what their profile is. So that we can have a resource that we can depend to, so that when the door is broken, we do know at particular center this resource is available. I will not be able to respond to the question of supervision. I should think that's an issue that we can deal outside this form of supervision and assistance. Yes, we need assistance from our Department of Public Works. But that responsibility is also incumbent on us. So I'm saying for this committee that the skills have to be audited accordingly. Because if a huge problem that is now set, like the potholes that have been referred to, possibly we can deal with that. Do we have people who are doing construction, what the resources are, and I'm happy to hear that the amount of the platform has increased to 20,000, but we need also to have mechanisms on monitoring and evaluation of how those resources are being utilized. Chairperson, I'll take a pause. Suffice to indicate that on the question that was directly sent to me, I made it very clear yes, the backstop should be upon the signature of that document, but with all of the other items being attended to. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I do have your name on my list, Deputy Minister. No, we were going to say something in there. Ms. Obedirian is the daughter, and then we've got herself, Ms. Nguyenia, Nyanda, and Mr. Firth, Mr. Afra. That's my issue. If you raise your hand, I'll just go. Okay. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the National Commissioner is covered in terms of the timeline. Because my concern was of the timelines of the thing that you turn around and the minimal funding, but I'm covered now if the document is not signed yet. But I want a clarity of the 30,000. Is this per annum or is this 30,000 per service, a maintenance service per day? Because why I'm asking this, in Rustenburg we were informed that the officers informed us they have to fill in a job card, and that job card will go a long process before a smaller than a job can be done. And that was a concern for us. I really want to emphasize the question of the Center of Excellence. DPW, that Center of Excellence is the center of disaster. We are sitting on a time bomb of a center holding children. And it is urgent and very serious. The answers that are coming out here are not answers. It is a question of just answering for the sake of answering. I cannot say the urgency between the two departments. The urgency, because last week we had a 50 meeting. There were no answers about the center of excellence. And today there is a vague answer of how urgent is this matter be attended. Chairperson, I really want to ask CPW, do they have the capacity to serve as deliverers? Do they really have the capacity to serve the client? Thank you, Chair.
I'm really going to make more of a statement because unfortunately I'm really in bed for another meeting, but I really worry about the delays that have gone on in the finalization of the PPP model. I'm delighted that a meeting is happening on the 9th of June. I hope it takes place and I hope it's truthful. But it seems to me that from the response of Mr. Motseki that we're going to have to go out to tender again. Seems to me that if the specifications are different, then it'll be a re-tender situation. And this matter has been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. And, you know, one of the great advantages of contracting up is that you can, in fact, exactly enforce the sort of accountability that the National Commission was talking about. Because typically the private sector works on penalty clause. And when they have a penalty clause, then they generally produce on time. Unlike, I might add, the Kimberley situation, which went on for huge delay, and which apparently was delivered incomplete in major respects. And there would seem to be absolutely no accountability that I can see whatsoever for anybody, for those delays, and for the incomplete nature of the commissioning of the prison. Now, I mean, I get very frustrated sometimes because, you know, this thing goes round and round and round and round, and nobody ever seems to be capable of taking a decision and carrying that decision through. So I'm sorry if I sound irritated, but this has been going on for more years than I care to mention. Please excuse me.
You are excused. You might not get the benefit of getting a response when you're back. All right. Mangalo.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, Chair, I'm starting this committee 2005. But to me, it looks like today that we are half a government in 1994 in terms of this department. I'm worried to check that we were getting answers from the public works department. There's no truth in terms of day-to-day maintenance, according to our oversight visit. It looks like there's nothing. If there was a day-to-day maintenance, 24 hours day-to-day maintenance, you guys will not be here. You are here because of what we have seen on our oversight. That must be clear to you. And I'm happy because we do have Commissioner now. And Commissioner, I believe that now we hope so far as well. No matter we have been introduced last year, but now, all the rituals are going to be. I'm not happy about the answer of the Department of Cooperative Governance. I'm not happy about that answer. I still want a clear clarity, because tomorrow we have now to call this department. And Chair will help me on that one. I'm not clear about it. In terms of the documents I'm reading, the way commissioner is because he didn't sign the document. I think yeah, the document because I signed up because there's lots of questions in terms of this of this document. I'm happy about what you said, Chairperson, in terms of these two departments in terms of your relationship. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what to say. I'm worried about the time frame. I'm worried about in terms of Lama Center is now. The way you see the data upon it doesn't give me any confidence. Ugova starts and the gap over and we are the tiger of index and find Ugozi there's something that we have done in terms of the public way. I call Uto equally the Lama tomorrow. No matter how you know them, and the tolerance is something. That means all the budgets that you use to get to the public way, you were a man. I use a man.
Don't let me down. Let's just see what the next person will come. The question of 2.2, the COXA. We're told that it was a mistake. It's supposed to be correction of the law. So it doesn't belong there.
Thank you, Chairperson. Really, this is a concern we are from that feedback. Some of the banks, they don't have even have glasses. Cold water. Now, if the public works is saying the respect in November is a serious concern. Now it's winter. That's in the cool. Windows are with sunglasses. How are we going to deal with that one? We were in Devon Westville. The door, I don't know that one, you must round it before you get in. It was locked with a handcuff. Who's supposed to deal with that one? I've been in Barrington Center. It's the same problem they are complaining of public work. Next straight has been the same problem in public work. I think, Commissioner, you are in trouble. Even among your staff, I'm sorry to say that, you've got to rehab with the people. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much,
why is not keeper? Chairperson, I have listened very attentively. I'm accustomed to hearing all these beautiful things, and then when I go back to the ground, I see precious little happening. And you must not call me a pessimist. I'm a super optimist. And don't call me a prophet too, because I'm going to prophesy something. Chairperson, this service level agreement, in spite of what you put into it, if there isn't the will, if there isn't the integrity amongst officials to carry it out and to implement it, this paper with million signatures on it is worth nothing. My prophecy is, that after such a service level agreement, we will come back here, Chairperson, after 6 months of the operation of such a service level agreement, and we will again lament that nothing has happened. Because at the moment there's a de facto agreement, an MOU. And in terms of that MOU, we have all these problems that we are witnessing. Now, you are not judged but what, by what you send you are going to. You are judged by what you have already done. If you didn't govern well in the last 2-3 years when you had an MOU, what guarantee have we got that with the same faces, with the same people, there's going to be a change? Unless there's a total change in attitude, that people believe that they've got a job to do and the job must be done. I assure you, Chair, in the private sector, this kind of delivery, the people entering into such an agreement will terminate the agreement. They will not enter into a new agreement. This brings me to the question, Chair. I want to ask the new commissioner. I admire him for the fact that he has refused to sign an agreement without looking at the nitty-gritty, crossing the T's and dotting the I's and all that. And he should also look at possible alternatives. As I'm afraid, Chair, our public service has grown lethargic. There is no sense of urgency. There is no sense of commitment. There is no national pride, Chair. That this is my country, these are my people, I need to do something. And unless we are imbued with that spirit, Chair, no amount of agreement, no political plans on the screen are going to work. So I want to, just in conclusion, say, Chair, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a super optimist. I believe the people of Palestine will be free and they'll be free very soon. I'm an optimist. But I become pessimistic when I look at the way the public buildings in my country are going from bad to worse. Where I cannot feel proud to be a South African when I look at the correctional services centers where the buildings are going from bad to worse. And I ask myself, where have we gone wrong? And unless we can put that right, unless there is a ethos amongst us, and the public service especially, to deliver, we will not put it right. Fine, I've been told as a response that there are regular bi-monthly meetings or whatever. If you have all those meetings, are they talk shops? Do we just go there, have a nice cup of tea and sandwiches, and talk about things? And nothing happens after we've left. And this has been my experience in many committees here, Chair. As we talk here, the officials will come and give you beautiful glossary on the screens. They go back home and out of Pretoria or wherever, and we don't see them again for a few months, and they come back, and in between, precious little has happened. So, Chair, I'm appealing for the sake of our beloved country. Get your things right. And let us serve this country. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much,
thank you, Chair. I was just upon the record, also not as an agreement, a service level agreement that wasn't approved in South Africa. We still have the Department of Conference of Government, the United States and the Department of Commission Services. That's the level of seriousness that we are taking. I just want to make a comment. I think, Mr. Chair, that we have a model in South African prisons where what we are saying, what the committee is saying, can be done tomorrow. Let me give you a practical example, and I want you to say this graphically. We visited Kutama Kutumula. And at Kutama Kutumula, the private prison, a man came and he introduced himself as a maintenance manager and team, and they took us immediately in the show. They burned down 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, three rooms of burn-down, they were very involved in fixing and restoring and repairing that room. So I think that's the one side. Then we went to Durban Westville. And in Durban Westville, I think this was the last week also, every single cell we went into, they were lacking taps, they were lacking showers. I'm talking about pouring water. You know, in a country where water is an incredibly important resource. But we have no respect for the water. And also the manager was there, but he's a civil servant here, and there on the other side is a private relationship, because he gets fired if you don't do your maintenance targets. That's the thing. We have models that we can implement almost tomorrow. Other point I want to make around both of them, and I see the Commissioner for Facilities is sitting here. You will tell us that you are both groups, or involved in the curriculum is called calendar. They build a whole huge recreational center by a prison level, by a federal level exclusively. That's why these are things that we can do, and I think we are aware that we can do it. We all in the committee are please implement those models that we have, take it further, beautiful service, level agreement, government executed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Outside Friday in our correctional center there. It was just intended.
had then said when the our predecessor, the minister, had said we'll do this ourselves, and it fell apart within a year or two. So there are all sorts of challenges in some of the decisions we take. And I think also what has been said is very, very important. When you look at media trends, it's almost like the public has no confidence in this aspect of government. The way where an honorable member talk about a win, a political win, integrity and change in attitude are very, very important, because we're talking about big budgets, but there's no transparency. People, the public has no way of judging us as to how well are we carrying out this responsibility. So if some of these principles could be brought back in action and our processes are more transparent, it will help a lot to deal with those perceptions of high levels of corruption around some of these tasks. On my part, really go back to the department and reflect as a collective on all what has been said. And I think if there are regular meetings with public ways, also we need to look at what are we coming out with from those meetings. But certainly we pick up a sense of agency and the seriousness in which members have taken this mess, and we convey that. So if the Minister Commissioner is here, I understand he has a post-arrest with the senior managers and artists, and I'm sure he will look at some of these aspects. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Minister. Chair, before I give you to take over your meeting, I'm just hijacking this meeting also. You see, I'm sitting here thinking that the Department of Public Works, as I'm speaking, still doesn't have there's an acting DG. We might be getting a new DG very soon. And he might be the one who would be seeing these sort of level agreements and having to sign them. And he might also say, I won't sign things that I'm not sure. So there comes the delay in the production of that. But does it matter? Does it matter because we have a memorandum of agreement or the MOU, which it did not help. We're looking for something new. That one did not help that complaint. I'm hoping that doesn't take us up. That's the only thing that I'm ready to reflect to say that let's just look into that performance one. We are asked to look also into alternatives. If this model is not working, what alternatives are there? And that's the question that is being raised to DCS, and in particular other departments are also looking to what other alternatives are there if we don't have the choice that we have to make. Somebody proposed a report. Reports on the table, the papers are not going to stop. Or possible reshuffling of staff. I don't know, but all that points out to is that there is a need for something urgently, drastically, that needs to be done. We can't go on as people that have two jobs and that's on the whole process.
Yeah.
You see, the Kimberley Prison issue, in the previous meeting, we have asked for full accountability. I haven't seen that. I don't know who's supposed to give us that, because we have taken too long in the prison, and as we say, the center is a problem. And secondly, the amount of money that was used to us, three times what was initially budgeted. Who needs to account? Can somebody who needs us to give us this accountability ensure that we get that as soon as possible? Because at the end of over, we need accountability. So if you can just ensure that we get it, hopefully before you return, when you come back. Your property, I'm worried that it might be something that will come around us. Again, I'm not sure what the chair has in mind. But we've got to come to a situation where we do it together.
the officials who are here, accompanied some of these colleagues. Sooner rather than later to speak for themselves. Because if you don't know what we're talking about, you'll come here to write a sort of level agreement out of context. That doesn't have any relationship with reality. We will get all the answers, we've got 30,000 that can be used for maintenance. How it has been used, we don't know. The question has been asked, I'm sure that will be responded to. There is a comment that it might not be enough, you see. So one thing that has happened in the public service over many years is this question of budget, money not enough. But then the Auditor General always comes back to us saying that you've got qualified support. You can't account for this money, you can't get the wage agents and things like that. So those are some of the things that we deal with here. They are very frustrating. So I'm just very interested with that understanding that I'm sure we understand the seriousness of the enormity of the problem. What has worried about privately though commission is that we still have to go as DCS to do a skills audit in the process. Our DCS would have thought that should have been done a long time ago. If it's not done, let's do it. Let's do it. But there's something that needs to happen.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I want to suggest that we don't even allow for response from the department. Rather, it's to get a report. And what I want to say, Commissioner and DPW, you know, our oversight budgets are not an end in themselves, they are means towards an end. We do them so that we get the results. And our members of parliament from both committees have now raised their frustration that we are tired of feel good reports from the department, and a year later we come back and have feel good reports. We're not going to do that anymore. I'm proposing, Chair, we went to Rustenburg. We've come to you and given you all the problems. I'm suggesting that all of us in this room, as we are here, go to Rustenburg so that you see for yourself that we are not imagining. We went to Durban, there's no water in Durban, and that type of thing. Then we all go back to Durban and show you firsthand what we're talking about. We went to Coxter and show you Coxter. We have an oversight chairperson in front in the middle of. I'm suggesting we go to those places again on the Trinity with yourself so that you agree with us that we're not imagining these things. And that by February we need to go back and have another look at February. If in February these things are not done, I think we're going to be the first people that are going to ask for this to be regarded as fruitless and wasteful expenditure in the conference. We'll be the first people to ask the Auditor General to qualify your report. We'll be the first people that will agitate that the budget will have to be looked at seriously, taking into account the money. I'm saying Parliament must begin to use its teeth seriously. I don't think we should be talking fuzzy. There's three specific areas we want to look at. We hear that Rustenburg is now being looked at. We'll go and show you what we've seen. We'll go back in February. And if Rustenburg hasn't been done, I think somebody said myself. I think somebody said that to the Minister, because we cannot continue to use this thing anymore. We've got the power in Parliament to withhold or change the budget. We will seriously consider it, and except for the only fund, I would assume that we're able to lobby you to do the same from your side. So, I'm suggesting that in July we go back with you guys, just to show you what we saw in Luxembourg, show you what we saw in Coxton, show you what we saw in Germany, so that you accept what we're saying is correct. And that by the end of February, we'll do another visit. That if there's no meaningful change, then it means you guys are not doing it. And then it means we must take action so that the prophecies of Mr. Abraham don't come to reality. Because when they do come to reality, we'll be trouble. I mean, we can't wait for them to come. So, I mean, concretely, we're going to take those three as a case study. Commissioner, we're asking you to do something about it. By the end of February, we want to go back and see serious change in that one. But we will give you an opportunity to go with that to verify our observations of last week. And we'll also measure ourselves, you know, if by the end of July, I mean, end of February, before the year end, and we say February specifically because it's before the financial year end. At financial year end, we influence everybody that must be influenced, whether it's the budget, whether it's the audit, and whether it's your bonus as well. We'll influence it as part of whether you get that or not. Because we can't continue talking about it. I want to suggest that we get the support of the committee, both public works and correctional services, and Cindy will then be close with the exercise of getting the oversight of that. I just for those three, Cindy, together with Deputy Minister and the Minister, if the Minister is available. We ask you to clear your diary, Master Commissioner, and we'll ask you to clear your diary, to go through those three specific ones, because circumstances, if you die, are not going to be dire for everybody, including us. We have to go and account to our constituencies for local government. And I'm not going to allow that we are put under pressure because partners are everywhere. So all of us have a lot to do. We certainly going to play our part on looking at the Deputy Minister and the Department of Government side to come to the party. Is that acceptable?
Chairperson, may I?
Chairperson,
may I just add that Kimberly Correction is calling the new baby, but the new baby is already having old attitude.
We shall, Commissioner, ask Kimberly to that. We will, as soon as Cindy has got the necessary approval, give you as government the date of where we're going to be when. And we ask you guys to be with us so that we all are in agreement that these are in fact deficiencies in those departments, all of us. And then you have 8 months to fix it up. You literally have 8 months to fix it up. Otherwise, it will be controversial. Thanks, Commissioner.
Chair, I just wanted to come back. You mentioned the 26th of July. I could not capture the essence.
I'm saying that according to my, the powers that be that govern my life, they said to me that from the 26th of July to the 6th of August, I can go into overnight. So that period is when parliaments or committees can go into overnight. So we will attempt to get a week in that period between the 28th of July to the 1st of, or 6th of August. We'll go to the Chair of Chairs and ask him for a week for us to go to oversight, including public work. We'll go to these four facilities. All of us agree that there's work that needs to be done. Come back, and we go back in February. And if no work is done, then we decide what's the way forward. But we will let you know exactly which date and when, as soon as we've got agreement or approval from our decision makers at Parliament. So that's what I mentioned, I said, between the 28th of July and the 6th of August. But Cindy will get back to you as soon as possible so that you can also dialogue and not be put under pressure. I'm sure Cindy will be able to get that in the next week or so. So, yeah, before the end of June, you'll know. Cindy reckons by next week you'll be able to inform everybody of the dates, the venues, and we'll do the necessary to make sure we go there and we get back from our request. Commissioner, that's it. We don't, you don't even have to try and answer some of these questions. You really don't just answer some of these questions. Just understand that we are serious and the next communique will be where we're going to meet judges over the oversight week. Thank you very much. Department of Correctional Services, thank you very much, Deputy Minister, and also thank you very much to DPW, our colleagues from the Portfolio Committee, thank you very much. We are just asking for members of our committee to remain behind for a few minutes so that we can plan our program for the third term. For everybody else, thanks so much for coming. Thank you.
And then we were going to go to Eastern Cape with Pisa talking about the elements that were kind of maybe. So those are the ones that we were going to propose. Try it. So between Cindy and myself, we can find a way of putting all of them in. But we're saying over and above these, we have to this, the women's section and the Victoria Central, the Leocop, because those are close by, and even Bondabasa. Those three are close. Bondabasa is a correctional term, training test. You've never been to a training test to see what you would like to train on. So we'll try and do those three, and then go to Sedala. But we want to visit women, we want to visit certain Leocop and certain and that's our facility. So that's because I know my name that you might have to go to Barbican and those kind of areas. But we can work on those things. So that's what we propose. And then public hearing on social integration on Guinea, the whole issue of community or society's responsibility, you know, what is it that we do for our art? And then, of course, we have the interaction has to do all the recovery of all the that. They need to give it. And the rest is pretty standard. We then have a briefing by the department on rehabilitation. We want to, on the first, interact with the safety that around the issue that we've raised. These independent types of business that are really adding value. Are they independent in that type of thing? And then, of course, the overcrowding is our big part as well as the putting that we say we want to draw the knowledge from our bottom. And then the other two would be the success framework and implementation of the 7-day establishment, all the fees and all those things. So those are the programs, that's the program that we propose to support. So the third term, any comments on that one? That's the first amendment.
I'm not objecting to the proposal, but on Tuesday we've got other treaty meetings, and really we want to attend this treaty workshop. Can't we squeeze it in as a briefing by the Minister of Correctional Services on the drug pillar and then the PPP workshop?
Okay. Yeah. Saying that because it's both feeling, it's time to put it in another day. So that she cases for Tuesdays where you're there in the morning. So we'll try and find a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday type of thing. Because there's no feeling in Tuesday afternoon. One way?
Yes,
okay, that's going to be the other deal then to the chair of the chair of the chair of the chair of
the chair of the July will be on the and the oversight for this period is up to the 6th of August. By the 28th is a Wednesday, 29th would be Thursday, 30th. Yeah, the 6th July will fall on one day. First will be on Sunday. 6th will be a Friday. I don't know how comfortable the members be, but we could perhaps make this a Sunday to Friday affair.
Okay,
sir.
Yes,
we can also accommodate St. Elton's and you see the thing that you have mentioned all within an hour from Global Airport, shown about Europe and all the other things.
How
much
do you know the commitment is made to the platform? All right.
extent is the adoption of the program of the person? We were submitted to the powers that be and start the process of getting oversight approval. Our report, draft report on portfolio committee of correctional service for 17th of the 20th. Everybody has that report?
Yeah.
We discussed this report in theory really last week. When we interacted with the department, we discussed it in theory. We tried to then put it down to papers, and I think the only thing that members might want to comment on would be from page, the recommendations that we were proposing from page 7, page 18. I mean, we thought that we're not just going to give a report, but we proposed recommendations on the basis of our basically saying just look at the revolve 6.1. We talk about it looking at the 7-day establishment and the tuition system and the unintended consequences, if there are any. That's what we're recommending them to look at it. The OSD, we know we have problems, and we said the OSD should be smoothed out as far as humanly possible. We know, for instance, in Darwin, people say we have not received their OSD, and there's a very true OSD, and we better look at it. The third one, we were talking about discrimination and victimization of officials. You know, we receive people saying that there will be fired because of beard, and if we talk to members of parliament, we think that that's something that you guys need to look at, and it needs to be, let's look at your hands at those kinds of things that they have, have an observation. The Soccer World Cup, we had that discussion, instead of calling, do whatever you need to do. Communication, we had it last week as well. So our maintenance, we spoke about that. I don't know how to go to that.
Yes, sheet 192.
6192. Yes, sir.
It should actually be the fading out of overtime which cost the state unions.
Which cost the state, which cost the fund, yeah. I'm saying that the other one is for the seminary. More the fund that we were interested in. Maintenance, we discussed the integration, again, we keep on talking about workshops and that inmates are start working in time. Terminal conflict of the law, we know that the child justice active, they mustn't be in our facilities, but those that are in our facilities in the meantime, we say we saw a good example in the other Lisbon, and until the first time that they are moved, we should be doing something like that.
Just something to be added specifically. In the Rustenburg material, we again found children locked up, or the children are those who seem to be under 18. And there were children locked up with people older than 18 up to 25. And I specifically addressed the head of that on that issue. But that, that's one to, you know, remember, this is also driven by inspecting judges. The children were locked up with adults. I just asked him that he didn't know, but they can't get cases in prison.
No, we'll include the line that we've observed the lack of segregation with hospitals. We will add that. Bail, of course, we had all the bail problems that we saw in Durban and all of wherever we went, so we're just talking about the need for heads of facilities to fast track and implement the under 1,000 offender assault. Of course, we spoke about it even before. The training, we're just raising the point that maybe there's an issue, and I think somebody will talk about it. The new page I think that's a good one. Am I using it wrong? Oh, you changed the data. Have you also the data of the director? Fine. Where are we now? Okay. Obviously, you talk about people work out, talk about social. Okay, let's go to 6.7, page 20. Inmate labor, we don't know what to talk about. I think we want to be in principle that inmate labor is the way to go. and you're saying there that you have acknowledged that I think it's becoming acceptable even to officials there. So in the context of the laws that we're talking about now, that they must, as long as certain nursing home facilities may be copied to them and rest on a model. Talk about the bail and the overcrowding, official assaulting offenders. We had that discussion as well, the day fee when they come into the we'll talk about that. 6.11, I think, is a new issue that we might not have seen, but what we raised is the improved security or improved management after lockup. Introducing the everything about where do these guys go. If they think it's a bad idea, then they must say so. So we're including that. 6.11 is what we picked up, I think, in Germany, in the main, where people just didn't know that where their family were. And also transfers all over the country, where people get transferred to Belgium. So we're talking about them should be set up. We spoke about the idea of the show. And that really is in line with collusion in country. I mean, even yesterday we had 41 people leaving and the ministers talking about the sort of time. Communication we spoke about even today, or lack thereof. Inspecting judge, we're seeing there, but inspecting judge had given us a letter, I don't know, some time ago about trusted, but we were asking the question, is it any value, or what can be done to fix it up? So they take the inspecting judge, of course, very clear, and what is it we should do. And then, of course, we are thanking everybody that the accident has been involved for Malala, Northwest and KZN. Again, the grammar, I'm sure between myself and Paul and Cindy, we will change across the island, Dr. T's members can have this issue. But we want to give it to Parliament so that they can hopefully get it adopted in the parliamentary level. Any comments or is there a move of this?
Chairperson, again, you have to applaud Cindy for the excellent work she's doing. And her commitment to the committee. And on that note, we endorse the report.
Corrections on page number 1.
page number 30. Page number 14. Number 16. Page number 17. Anybody knows that we adopt the minutes of the 9th of February? Thank you very much. 10th of March is the next one I have. Everybody knows the 10th of March. Everybody for 10th of March yet?
Yes.
Okay. Page number 1 is number 2, any changes? And number 3? Any changes there? And the 1, 2, 9, and page number 4, any changes there? Committee accept, move for adoption, thank you very much. Sure. And then we have the last one.
I just want to end on what Chairperson is saying, that we have also to include the oversight committees of the province. So when we are not there, they must be the eyes and the ears of this. I don't think they are aware of what is happening in the center around their province. Provinces are not attending to this matter. Yes.
So we will notify the province in the way. That was the Monday. And then
they don't have to but when we do our oversight, the chairperson of the station they could accompany us.
I'm led to believe that the minister is going to make a statement of the House first thing, and then I think all political parties will have a minute or two to respond. So I'm sure by the time you get back to your office, you'll probably be asking them to respond. But I do know that the minister is making a statement that every party is given an opportunity to make a statement in response to the minister's statement. And that's where we can say what we want to say to the committee, either a political party or from our country. But yes, I think it's the first agenda item in the House that talks about that. Okay, thank you.
I understand that the minister has suspended the head of the
I'm saying let the minister give her statement, whatever it is, and then we have an opportunity to support, suggest, or whatever the case might be, but she's asked to give a statement in the House this afternoon. Okay? Okay, Cindy is reminding me, but I think this is going to become standard. During our constituency, we have individual visits. I mean, we know in our heads, we just do those individual visits to assist us in our work. So we're not going to dictate to you where you're going to, but we're asking you to do oversight. But if you confirm with Cindy, she's able to at least concentrate the department if you want them to know. Otherwise, there's nothing stopping you being a surprise. Just rocking up there in the morning and saying, I'm here. But let us do some oversight work during the recess. Mamiya.
Mine is a concern because the centers that I've got, they are very far from home. It's with better. And for the problems, Mpumalanga toll gates are so expensive. I talked to Cindy. Maybe she said she promised me to try and get some. I don't know what she said. But it's very far for me, the centers that are remaining. It's with Bank, Bethel, Standard Print, it's far for me. But as long as she's going to do something, she'll let me know.
So we'll do, I mean, she has, and she will let me know this kind of life. But we take the point that it's necessary, we should try and do something. Long way.
Yeah. Chairperson, I think maybe it's good for us to do it in our provinces. But I would suggest that we need for all of us, like all of us, must have a clear understanding in terms of other provinces' challenges that they are facing.
We think we have to do individual visits now. Without individual visits.
Yeah, I said we can. But let us try to make sure that ourselves, we do go to this other process. Because now we are giving other members a challenge in terms of the resource that Mama Nyanga has. But if we go there as a committee and go arrange that, then I'm not resource for the CSA. It won't be difficult. But if there are resources that are going to come as individuals, it might cause problems for the committee.
We make an undertaking that at our next committee oversight, we will try and cover, as we have been with London now, the KJN. We'll try and cover all the provinces that we've not covered. So, unfortunately, we can't do that this one, but we'll do the next one.
Yes, what I would like to suggest is whether you would want to speak to Comrade Godfrey, Chairperson of DPW, and make available to him a copy of the, shall I call it, template that Cindy has prepared. Where their emphasis would be more on looking at the infrastructure of childhood, the DPW side of things, but you also include issues like human rights and things like that. I mean, you also expose them to the challenges that we are facing at I don't know how to suggest. I mean, in the individual districts, wherever they are.
You talk to Conrad as well, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. To our colleagues up there, you came at the tail end of our meeting. Even our visitors and guests and yes, we're just doing housekeeping, so we're about to leave, but welcome. We're doing domestic work here, we're finishing the acting of the department. We came a few minutes late, we're about to leave, so